A red and white logo with the letters WB. Warner Brothers Animation. Text, 8:04 a.m., Central Mexico, coordinates 1635 north, 9102 west. Daytime, the view rises above the lush green rainforest. Three black military helicopters fly into the distance. They approach a lone mountain peak. In a surveillance room, a tall rooster in military attire watches the helicopters on a monitor. A blonde hands him a clipboard.
What's our status, boy?
A turtle types.
It's Cecil the Turtle. There wasn't enough room on the name tag for the turtle, so it just says Cecil, but I am a turtle.
I don't care if you're the Loch Ness Monster.
What? You should care.
Are they in position or not, son?
Cecil looks at the screen and sees the choppers nearing the mountain. They surround a bright red flower on the mountain peak. He gets a visual of the flower.
Now they are.
There she is, the elusive Flora Occulta. Blooms once every 200 years. And today's our lucky day. Commence Operation Flower Grab.
Commence Operation Flower Grab.
A larger chopper descends to the peak. Its bottom opens up and a robotic arm extends towards the flower.
Operation Flower Grab. Who came up with that name?
A thin puma.
That was me!
You're fired.
Huh? The other employees return to their work hastily. The mechanical claw of the arm reaches for the flower. A streak of brown steals the flower.
Oh, what happened?
I'll tell you what happened. Someone just got to the world's most powerful weapon before we did. I say someone just got to the world's most powerful weapon.
Okay, we heard you the first time.
The rooster closes his mouth. Opening credits begin. Warner Brothers Animation presents. Title, Looney Tunes, Rabbits Run. Voice direction by Hugh Davidson and Rachel Ramirez. Edited by Craig Paulson. Music by Kevin Mann-I. Line producer, Jason Wyatt. Producer, Hugh Davidson. Executive producer, Sam Register. Story by Hugh Davidson, Larry Dorff, and Rachel Ramirez. Produced and directed by Jeff Searcy. In a city. A crowd of pedestrians cross a street. In a building with a signboard reading ACMIS, a plump woman approaches a counter. A bunny pops up.
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry. Didn't see you there. I was just taking my lunch break. Actually, that's not true. I was sleeping under the counter. But that's only because my boss doesn't give me a sleep break, which I think is weird. I'm sorry, did you need something?
I'd like to buy this perfume.
The bunny stares at it.
Ooh, really? You want to buy this?
Why? Is it bad?
No, it's not bad. It's just... Well, it's fine. I mean, sure, it's got some jasmine, a hint of vanilla, maybe a little sandalwood, but does this move you?
What do you mean?
A scent needs to transport you. It needs to caress you, evoke memories, make you feel like you're not alone. A scent should envelop you, take care of you, love you. Does this scent do that for you?
I need to call my therapist.
Come again!
What on earth do you think you're doing? Your job is to sell perfume.
This isn't perfume.
Oh, here we go.
It isn't.
You don't think any perfume is good enough.
Mine will be.
Don't tell me you're still clinging to the idea that you're going to create the most beautiful fragrance in the world, take it to Paris, and sell it to the House of Mouffette.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Lola, The House of Mufet is the preeminent perfumery in the industry. They're not interested in a little shop girl who makes perfume in her bathtub.
I make them in my sink, okay? The bathtub is where I keep my sweaters. I have a very teeny apartment. I keep my shoes in my stove. My freezer's full of sunglasses.
I don't care. Just like the House of Mufet is never gonna care about your perfume.
The manager walks off.
It doesn't matter that Giovanni doesn't believe in me. All that matters is that I believe in me. Is that right? Or is it I believe in myself? Is it I believe in myself? No, that's definitely wrong. I'm gonna stick with I believe in me.
The world can be such a stinky place with the stench of humanity in your face. I'm gonna clear the room of gloom and doom when I create my own perfume. I've got a smell in my mind. I'm gonna let it loose on the world. I know that my then I'll take the odor from a four-leaf clover and mix them all into it. Sandalwood sure smells good when you blend it with apple pie. A hint of some geranium. This toilette is oh so fine. Like a butterfly, if butterflies smelled like puppies and forgiveness and a wishing well.
She floats through the air and sprays a pink cloud of perfume.
I know that my fragrance will make a real difference, cause a scent is worth a thousand words. I've got an itch to find a witch and harness all of her powers. We'll fly on her broom to the top of the moon, and we'll lasso all the flowers.
I think there are flowers on the moon. I mean, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm like 90% sure. Okay, maybe 80.
I'll take my fragrance to the United Nations. All the leaders of the world will be in the room.
She sprays the perfume into a vent.
Then I will spritz my fabulous signature smell into the air conditioning vents. And they'll forget for a sec why they don't get along. And they'll find peace through my perfume.
I mean, let's be real. I don't get how diplomacy works, but I think this could work.
I've got a smell in my
clad in a bright pink skirt, she holds up the bottle of perfume.
I know that my fragrance will make a real difference, cause the scent is worth it.
She bounces on a dolphin's belly. The vision fades and she finds herself on Giovanni's belly instead.
You're fired.
Her eyes widen. Next outside, she crosses a street.
Hey, fired.
Cars screech to a halt as she jaywalks.
Didn't see that coming. But it's okay. That's in the past, and it's just gonna make it that much sweeter when my dream really does come true. Wait a second, that's in the future. Okay, I gotta stay in the present, Lola. There's tons to be grateful for here in the present. Like what? I can't think of anything to be grateful for. I feel like my world is collapsing. I can't breathe.
She grabs a brown paper bag from a hot dog stand and puts it over her head.
Okay. Gotta think of one little thing to be grateful for. I know. It's a beautiful sunny day.
It starts to rain.
Really?
She tries to hail a cab. She whistles. A cab halts in front of her and she gets in. Bugs, a gray and white bunny, drives the car.
What's up, Doc?
Hmm? Oh, no, I'm not a doctor. I'm a perfume salesperson. Well, I used to be. I just got fired.
Sorry to hear that. Where to?
Home, please.
Address?
You know what? It'll be easier if I just direct you. Just, head downtown. Okay, take a left up here. It'll be quicker, I promise. Okay, now a sharp right. Good. Alrighty, just turn left into this alley.
Really?
Yeah, just gun it through here.
They speed down an alley and stop.
Okay, give me a second. I just want to get a lay of the land. Okay, we're good. Now you're gonna want to make a U-turn.
Are you sure you know where you're going?
I think I know how to get home. I go there every day.
They zip underneath an elevated train track. They loop around a building and cross the train track again. An overhead map shows their progress.
Sorry, you're gonna want to turn around. Sorry, left, left, left. One more right. Ooh, I don't know this area. Can you just do a quick U-turn? And we're here.
They reach a port.
Which boat is yours?
Wait a second. This is where I used to live. Lola, you're not a barge captain anymore.
You were a barge captain?
Yeah, for 7 years. Or is that a dream I had? Anyway, you probably need to make another one of those U-turns because I live really far from here.
Buck scowls and makes a U-turn, next in a traffic jam.
14th Street between 6th and 7th. And that's all I'm going to say. You're the cab driver. I'm going to let you do your job. You are not going to hear another peep out of me. Not going to say another single word. Ooh, what's that picture?
A photo of a mailbox next to a burrow.
That's where I used to live. In fact, we're actually right next to it. There you go. That's where it was. Until the city decided the one thing it needed was another high-rise.
Wow. I can tell this is really, really very hard. Very emotional. So I'm not going to ask you any more questions.
He shrugs and keeps driving.
What made you decide to become a cab driver?
Are you kidding? It's great. I'm my own boss. I choose who I pick up, who I don't. Sometimes I make the wrong choice.
Doesn't it get lonely? Driving around with a bunch of strangers?
I like it that way. It's like being invisible in a city full of millions.
Whoa! She falls into the front seat.
That'll be $24.97. I didn't charge you for your little shortcut.
Oh my gosh, that is so nice of you. Oh no.
What?
I must have left my purse at work.
He gapes.
Don't worry, I have money upstairs. I have a cash jar that I keep in the microwave. It's a really small apartment. BRB, promise.
You better, the meat is running.
She heads upstairs to a bright pink apartment. She opens the microwave and a bunch of hats fall out.
What? Where's my cash jar? Ah, that's right. I kept accidentally cooking it, so I moved it to my hat drawer.
She spots a small brown mouse in a yellow hat.
¿Qué pasó?
Oh!
Seriously? Lola, I've been your landlord for 5 years. When aren't you gonna stop screaming every time you see me?
Sorry, I just never get used to it.
I got something for you.
The red flower now in a pot.
Speedy, I'm so touched.
Well, I know how much you like flowers and smells and all that stuff, so I was in Mexico and I thought I'd pick it up.
When were you in Mexico?
About a half hour ago.
It's beautiful.
Legend says it only blooms once every 200 years high atop the Sierra Guadalupe. It bloomed today.
That smell. It's so inspiring. It's perfect.
She takes it to the kitchen and goes to work.
Oh, don't mind me. I let myself out. Don't offer me a glass of water or anything. It's not like I ran 2,500 miles carrying an object 3 times my size. No big deal. Remember, rent is due tomorrow.
She scrapes the zest of an orange and shakes a liquid in a cocktail shaker.
You're not listening. I'll be back saying, where's your rent check? And you'll say, I forgot. Sorry, here it is. We do it every time. Whatever. Remember, rent is due tomorrow.
She pours the concoction into a pot. The cab fare hits 60.
Well, I can afford to wait, but I'm not sure she can.
Back in the surveillance room, the rooster and Cecil watch footage of the flower being taken.
Is it a drone?
If it is, it's faster than any drone we've got.
We can't lose that flower.
We've mapped the trajectory and know where it ended up.
Russia? China?
New York City. 1000 West 14th Street, apartment 12, to be exact.
We got her.
Her?
He looks at Lola's driver's license.
Get me FUD.
Here's FUD!
I thought I fired you.
You can't fire an intern!
The puma leaves.
Hello, I say hello, FUD. Now just listen up a minute, son. I say I got a little problem here.
Cecil sneaks away and sends a voice message.
There's been a development. I don't have the flower, but I know who does.
Meanwhile, Bugs sits at the wheel of his car and sleeps while the fare rises above 90, in Lola's apartment. She stirs a steaming pot of liquid.
That clove's coming on a little strong.
She opens a window.
A little clove goes a long way. All right, let's see here. Maybe just a smidge of geranium.
She adds a drop.
Ooh, mummy, that's nice.
From a dark room in a building directly opposite to hers, Fudd, a bald man, spies on her.
I have the weapon in my sights.
What about the flower?
Still there.
Okay, son, stick with her like a tick on a coon hound.
What?
Just watch her.
Okay, I've got the base where I wanted. And now the secret weapon.
She plucks the flower and drops it into the bubbling potion. She winces as a jet of steam escapes the pot. She pours the pink liquid into a perfume bottle and fixes the atomizer bulb.
Here goes nothing.
She sprays it towards her head. Her head disappears.
O-M-G.
O-M-G.
I did it! I created my fragrance!
She did it. She created invisibility.
Well, what are you talking to me for, son? Get in there!
Fudd sprints out of the room.
Smells so good! Ooh, I can't believe it! Everyone's gonna want this! Oh, ow, right in the eye.
Headless, she runs to the washroom. She washes her face and her head reappears.
Ooh, that really stung. We'll have to put a warning on the bottle. Close eyes before spraying. Ooh, I wonder what the bottle's gonna look like. I wonder what I'm gonna call it. Ooh, this perfume's gonna be huge! Who could that be? That poor cab driver! Sorry, I'm coming! Got a little sidetracked, creating the world's most beautiful fragrance.
The rooster's bodyguards kick the door in. They eye the perfume bottle and charge at it. Lola grabs it as they pounce. She backs away towards a window as the two burly men close in on her. They pull out laser guns as she trips and falls out through a window. The men gape as the perfume leaves the wall transparent all the way down. She bounces off an awning and lands on the hood of the cab. Bugs jolts awake as Fudd runs out of a building. Lola gets into the back seat.
Drive!
I drive when I decide to drive.
The bodyguards fire their laser guns around the car.
I just decided to drive.
The cab speeds off. Fudd lies face down on the ground, shielding his head.
You want to tell me what the heck is going on?
Oh, you want to know what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. I'll tell you exactly what's going on.
Can it be sometime today?
The cosmetics industry is made up of sharks. Well, not actual sharks. That would be weird. It'd be kind of amazing, though, because sharks never stop swimming, so that means they would never stop making cosmetics.
What does this have to do with us being shot at?
10 minutes ago, I created the world's most beautiful fragrance. I know that sounds braggy, but it's a fact. I know perfume. And I also know that this bottle is worth millions, maybe billions. And everyone who's anyone in the beauty industry is gonna want it. I bet they were spying on me through binoculars from the apartment across the street.
No one was spying on you through binoculars.
I've been working on creating this fragrance for years. Surely I'm on everyone's radar in the cosmetics industry. I'm probably being bugged right now.
Oh, no. I'm the one being bugged.
Okay, you know what? Drive to Paris.
You can't drive to Paris. You have to fly.
Then take me to the airport.
He slams the brakes and skids to a stop behind a truck.
I'm not taking you anywhere.
Please! I have to get this to the house of Mufet before someone steals it from me.
Well, I'm afraid you're going to have to get there with someone else's help.
Oh, is this about the money I owe you? What was it, 20 bucks? You're not going to help me for 20 bucks?
Not that I'm counting, but,
The meter reads 172.40.
Good thing I'm going to be rich. Look, I promise I'll pay you. There's a bank right there. We can do it right now.
Trust me, this isn't about the money.
I insist. My mother taught me always repay your debts. Or was it always brush your hair before bed? No, because these are my ears. It was always repay your debts.
She gets out and drags him towards the bank in the surveillance room.
We can assume they're working together. They have the same last name, so they're probably a husband and wife crime team.
Or brother-sister. I'm just saying.
Well, whoever they are, they're about to be famous.
Next, photos of the two bunnies on TV.
The suspects are at large and considered dangerous. State Department is offering a reward of $500,000 for any information leading to their capture.
In the bank.
Give me all your money and no one gets blasted to smithereens. Smithereens. She ain't gonna know what that is. These are city folk. Maybe bits. Blasted to bits. That's got a ring to it. Of course, it's a squirt gun.
The mustached man squirts water from the gun.
Come on, Sam, don't doubt yourself. Blasted to bits it is.
He scribbles on a sheet of paper. It reads blasted to bites.
Is that right? That don't look right.
Next customer.
Hold your horses, girlie.
He rewrites bits, now with two T's.
That don't look right either. I'm running out of room here.
Sir?
Dadgummit, you can't rush a bank robbery. State Department is offering.
He dances away from sight.
Do you want it in 50s or 20s? Or a bunch of 10s? I love a 10. Maybe you're more of a coin guy, though? Bunch of coins jangling in your pocket?
I don't care, whatever.
Next customer.
Lola steps forward. Bugs spots their pictures on the TV.
I need to get some cash. Okay.
We gotta get out of here.
He grabs her wrist and hurries off. Sam spots the pictures on the TV.
Ooh.
Text reads reward $500,000. He spots the duo leaving the bank. He imagines them as two bags of cash. He rips up the sheet of paper in his hand.
What about your money?
Get in the cab.
You're not a-going anywhere.
Bugs raises his hands.
Now get in the truck.
He points the water gun at the truck.
I thought you just said we're not a-going anywhere.
What?
You said, you're not a-going anywhere. So do you want us to go anywhere or not a-go anywhere?
Ooh, then I mean go anywhere. And by anywhere, I mean my truck. My lord, I've known y'all 2 seconds and it feels like you've been bugging me my whole life.
Imagine how I feel.
A picture of Sam.
Is that you on those mud flaps?
Text below reads back off.
It was a side business. I took a bath on those things. You want a sip?
I'm good.
Get in!
They get into the truck.
What is the nature of your emergency?
I gots the 2 most wanted rabbits in the country, and I wants my 500 grand.
What's your location?
Times Square, right in front of the bank I was going to rob. Forget that last part.
A sea of police cruisers and 2 helicopters surround them.
That's an impressive response time.
The cops point guns at them. Fudd stands beside a black SUV and raises a megaphone.
Hand over the rabbits.
Hand over the money.
You'll get your reward when we have the suspects in custody.
Suspects? What are we suspected of?
We're not a we. I don't know what you're involved in, but I haven't done anything.
Nice try, government man. I want my money first.
You don't know what you're dealing with. You'll get your reward, I promise.
Oh, like the IRS promised not to garnish my wages? They garnished them. Now give me my 500 G's.
Forget about the money. What she's got is the most valuable thing on the planet.
Well, that's very flattering.
Most valuable thing on the planet? Then the price just went up. I wants $1 zillion, and I wants it now or I'm gonna shoot.
What?
It's just a water pistol. But I'm a feeling boxed in. And when I'm boxed in, I got to shoot my way out. Yee-haw!
He pops his head out the window and squirts water in all directions. The cops rain bullets on the truck. Bugs' car explodes. Bugs and Lola crouch and cover their heads. They crawl out the door and take cover under the truck.
Yee-haw!
Sam continues to fire the water gun.
Guns really do have a way of escalating the situation.
Lola answers her phone.
Hello?
It's me. You seem to have left your purse here when I fired you.
Oh, thank goodness. Giovanni, listen to me. I did it. I created my perfume, and it is perfect. I'm trying to get it to Paris, but everyone's after me. I mean, I always knew the cosmetics industry was cutthroat, but I thought that was just an expression. Whoever it is, they're willing to kill me for it.
Lola, no one's trying to kill you for your fragrance.
Oh, really?
He hears the gunshots.
Call the House of Mufet. Tell them Lola Bunny has their next big fragrance, and she is on her way.
A bullet shatters her phone.
Is this the House of Mufet? I'm calling to let you know that your next big fragrance is on its way. Who created it? That would be me, Giovanni Jones. Now I just need to find Lola.
The rabbits spot the opening to a train.
Come on!
You sure you don't have to make another phone call?
She grabs him and leaps into the train. They fall into a dark tunnel.
What are you, crazy?
Trust me, okay? I know my way around the New York City sewage system.
I know I'm gonna regret asking this, but why?
He follows her.
Okay, well, about a year ago, I read on the internet 10 surprising foods that will supercharge your day, and one of them was hot dogs. So every day on my way to work, I would stop at the same hot dog vendor and get a hot dog. But then one day I read on the internet 10 unsurprising foods no one should be eating, and hot dogs were number one.
They get into a makeshift boat.
Well, obviously, I couldn't keep eating hot dogs, but I still had to walk past the hot dog vendor to get to work.
She rose.
I just couldn't face him. A sad little hot dog vendor face.
They climb out to a pathway.
But that was the only way to get to work. Or so I thought.
So you took the sewer to work?
Mm-hmm. No fuss, no muss. Well, actually, a lot of muss. Tons of muss. Okay, we're gonna have to get down on our bellies for this part.
Bugs looks at a small hole in a wall.
No. I'm not going anywhere until you tell me what's really going on.
I told you, they want my perfume. It's gonna be the most popular fragrance in the world. It'll be everywhere, and that's all that matters. I don't even care about the money. You can have it.
I told you, I don't want your money.
Are you sure? You'd be able to buy that building and tear it down and go back to living in that little hole and being alone for the rest of your life. Isn't that what you want?
His eyes widen.
Yes, but...
Then come on.
She crawls into the hole. He follows her tentatively.
Lola, listen to me.
She falls, releasing a cloud of perfume.
Lola, look where the feds back there.
The perfume makes his head disappear.
The feds don't want your perfume. You're obviously mixed up in something that you don't understand. But whatever it is, it's big.
They climb out. A dripping pipe makes his head reappear.
Bugs, I told you! The cosmetics industry is a billion-dollar industry.
Above ground.
How am I gonna get that perfume? She could be anywhere!
I promise you.
Lola moves a manhole cover and places the perfume outside.
No one, and I mean no one, is trying to steal your perfume and take it to Paris!
I'm off to Paris!
He runs off with it.
My perfume! Giovanni's got my perfume! We've gotta stop him!
A young pig watches from his car as the duo argue in front of it.
No way. I'm done.
Porky the pig sees the light turn green.
Look, you're on your own.
Come on. Green means go.
He honks. They glare at him.
Oh.
I'd rather take my chances with the FBI than follow you from one mess to another.
Well, I have to get my perfume back.
She runs off.
That is one nutty rabbit.
Bugs looks at Porky, who awkwardly gestures him to move. Bugs turns around and sees a van pull up beside Lola. A pair of hands pull her in and the van speeds off.
You're not gonna go after her. Oh, brother. Taxi!
He runs to a taxi across the street. Porky inches ahead but is stopped by the red light. He frowns.
Follow that van. Oh, man, I don't give people rides.
Daffy the Duck eyes Bugs. He sips on a drink.
What are you talking about? This is a taxi.
Yeah, but it's for my transportation needs only.
How do you make money?
My salary.
Taxi drivers don't make a salary. You only make money by giving people rides.
Ah, that's why I'm broke. All right, where to?
Follow that van.
Daffy steps on the gas. Daffy weaves through traffic at breakneck speed.
Oh, where are you from?
They take a sharp turn.
Are you crazy?
Legally, no. There's not a word for my condition.
He skids over a sidewalk and speeds along it. Two men leap out of the way as the car bears down on them. They head down another street.
Coming up on your left, you'll notice the famed Statue of Liberty.
That's the Empire State Building.
Well, it has many nicknames. Then right up here on our right, you're gonna get a glimpse of the majestic St. Louis Arches.
There's just the one, and it's in St. Louis.
See, this is why I don't give rides.
The van takes a sharp turn and hurtles through an alley. Daffy's taxi follows close behind. They take several turns. The van takes a turn, which the taxi misses. Daffy stops and reverses to stay on the abductor's tails. Cecil drives the van. He spots the taxi in the side mirror and slams the brakes. The taxi speeds past the van and pulls to a halt. The van reverses and does a J-turn. Daffy pokes his head out the window and throws the car in reverse. Bugs looks back worriedly. A middle-aged man pulls into the street and heads towards them. He gapes in fear and stops at the last second. The taxi squeezes through the gap between the two cars. Bugs peers out the window as the taxi speeds along the Manhattan Bridge. Bugs points to the van traveling down a street below the bridge. Daffy steers the vehicle down the side of a drawbridge. Bugs scans the surroundings as Daffy continues to drive. They halt next to the van, which is parked outside an industrial building. They see a large hole in the wire link fence as Bugs steps out.
That'll be $7,000.
What? You never even turned a meter on.
The fare shows zero.
I don't know how to work that. I do it all in my head.
Wait here. Where are you going?
To see if they have a bathroom. I'm on this crazy internet hot dog diet. Ugh, just a little burbly.
Daffy walks into the compound. Bugs follows him in. Now in a large red chamber.
She says she doesn't have it. She says someone named Giovanni has it, and he's on his way to Paris.
Lola is bound and gagged.
Eliminator? Oh, well, I didn't know we'd be eliminating people, but that's fine. Okay, I understand. But maybe I should be paid a little more than we agreed on, because eliminating people is definitely a very illegal activity, and I'm not very... Okay, so my life would be in jeopardy, and you'll have me eliminated. I understand. Well, in that case, I think we can stick with the original deal. Hello? Hello? Oh, don't even say goodbye. All right. Eliminator.
One of the rooster's bodyguards pushes a button and a mechanical arm drops Lola into a cart on a conveyor track. The cart hurtles towards a furnace.
I'm just curious. How much are you guys getting paid for this? Oh, you don't want to tell me. I just want to make sure we're all getting the same amount. Fine, don't tell me. But all I know is I'm not getting paid enough to watch someone get smelted in a smelter. Now let's get ourselves to Paris and find this Giovanni.
He exits the control room and the two bodyguards follow him. Bugs and Daffy enter the chamber.
Over there, a bathroom.
Shut off the machine!
He chases the cart while Daffy climbs up a staircase to the control room. Bugs climbs into another cart following Lola's. Daffy stares at a control panel while Bugs leaps into Lola's cart.
How's that?
Bugs gets packed into a packet of sardines.
That's not it!
Daffy presses more buttons.
How about now?
Bugs tosses Lola over a pair of sheet rollers but gets flattened himself.
Nope!
Daffy pulls a few levers and turns a wheel. Bugs throws Lola off the conveyor belt as he gets burned to a crisp.
Not great!
She falls into another cart which plummets down a slope. Daffy switches the lights on and off.
Oh, I bet it's this one!
Doesn't one of them say on, off?
Yeah!
Well, could you press that one?
A machine pours out a cup of coffee. Daffy downs it and then runs off. Lola's cart spirals around a pillar and slowly descends towards the furnace. Bugs grabs a hanging hook and swings towards the furnace as the cart flies off the track and Daffy continues pushing buttons. Bugs catches Lola and swings away in the nick of time. They descend to the floor and he frees her.
Oh, Bugs, I just knew you'd save me. Maybe not as much as I knew I was gonna get smelted, but I pretty much kinda sorta really was hoping you were gonna save me, and you did.
You mean we, Daffy Duck.
She shakes his hand.
Sorry about the wet hand. Just washed him. Found the bathroom. Surprisingly nice.
Come on. We have to get to the airport and find Giovanni before they do.
An airport run? This guy already owes me $7,000.
Meanwhile, the black SUV is stuck in traffic.
Now, wait a doggone second. You're telling me that not only do I get no reward, I'm getting charged with attempted bank robbery?
Be quiet. Yes, General. I'm afraid we lost the wabbits.
First off, why is attempted bank robbery illegal? If I just attempted it, it means I didn't get it done. Do you see me sitting on piles of money from the bank I robbed? No, because I didn't rob it. I was just attempting it. And you're the only reason them rabbits got away.
I'm well aware this is a matter of national security.
Sam spots Daffy's cab pull up beside them.
Hey, government man.
Yes, sir. We're walking everywhere, sir.
Baldy!
Coming up on your left, you'll notice the Washington Monument. That's in Washington.
Lois sees the SUV.
Is that little hillbilly leprechaun that tried to kidnap us?
Huh?
They see Sam pointing the map to Fudd. Fudd's eyes widen and he scowls.
Step on it! Okie dokie, but it's gonna cost you extra.
He waves to Fudd and Sam as he reverses rapidly. He does a J-turn and zooms away.
What about the airport?
Right now we got bigger fish to fry.
They take a sharp turn as the SUV and a line of cruisers chase them.
Speaking of fish, if you look to your right, you'll see the famed Fisherman's Wharf.
They pass a restaurant with a signboard that reads Fish Grill.
There's Old Faithful.
A jet of water shoots out of a fire hydrant. The cab speeds up a ramp and catches air. Daffy sees a skyscraper.
Ooh, look at that, the Space Needle.
The cab crashes down and keeps going.
Well, look at that.
They drift past two buskers at a curb. Daffy snatches a taco from a pedestrian.
Remember the Alamo.
He munches on the taco and plummets down the stairway of a subway station. The cruiser soon downstairs as well. The cars speed along the platform. Pedestrians leap out of the way. The cab zips past a busker seated on the ground. The cars ascend another staircase and skid onto the road. They head down a street. The SUV and dozens of cruisers block their path. Daffy slams the brakes and reverses into a street.
It's easier this way. Nope, harder.
They crash into a fence. They look ahead as the cruisers surround them.
Come on, we can lose him in here. Oh, great idea. Why are you coming?
Well, it's not every day a person gets to see the Grand Canyon.
This is Central Park.
I thought that was in Michigan.
Three cops run towards them.
This way.
He and Lola run through the gates of the park. The cops chase them and Daffy follows slowly. Next, Daffy strolls leisurely through the park, eating an ice cream while the cops chase Bugs and Lola. The cops enter the zoo. At the same time, Bugs and Lola exit it and look around. Daffy casually strolls out after them. Now at SeaWorld, he watches a seal tank as the cops stand nearby and look for the rabbits. The cops split up. In the tank, Bugs and Lola wear diving gear and swim alongside the seals. Next, Daffy laughs at the monkeys. He snatches a bucket of popcorn from a kid and flings it at the monkeys. They throw it back and hit Daffy in the head. The cops rush past the polar bear enclosure. Bugs and Lola pop their heads out of a barrel floating in the water. They paddle away. They climb out of the enclosure unnoticed. Fudd stops beside Daffy, who sits on a bench and sips a drink. They grin at each other. Fudd hurries off. The rabbits approach a horse-drawn carriage.
Climb in!
Aw, so romantic. I didn't know you thought of me in that way. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, there's obviously some chemistry here. And you are easy on the eyes.
Sorry, Doc, but we gotta get to the airport!
Oh, right, yeah, airport.
He pushes the coachman down and steers the coach himself. Meanwhile, Daffy watches some ducks in a pond.
Let me ask you something. These ducks, they just live here? Rent-free? Meals? Everything taken care of?
Mm-hmm. The worker shrugs and continues to sweep the ground. Daffy eats a snack.
Interesting.
Next, Sam waits in the SUV.
Unbelievable. Never got my one phone call. Who would I call? I don't have anyone to call. But that's not the point. Point is, you get a phone call.
He spots the rabbits escaping in the horse-drawn carriage.
Well, well, well. Finally, these little doll's hands is good for something.
He slips the handcuffs off his wrists. He climbs into the driver's seat and chases the rabbits. Next at the airport, Giovanni pulls up outside and enters the building. The horse carriage halts behind his car. Bugs hops out.
Are you kidding? Oh, brother.
He opens the door for Lola. The SUV comes to a stop, ramming into the carriage. Sam runs into the airport, inside.
There he is!
At the ticket counter.
One ticket to Paris, please.
He holds the bottle of perfume. The attendant hands him a ticket. Giovanni gets past security and through a gate.
Come on, what do you think you're doing?
Duh, we have to get on that flight to Paris.
Paris, eh?
We're wanted criminals. We try and buy a ticket, they'll arrest us.
Well, then what are we supposed to do?
He spots a few female flight attendants.
I think I've got an idea.
Moments later.
One ticket to Paris.
The check-in attendant looks around.
Down here.
He looks down at Sam.
Oh, I'm sorry. That'll be $2,165.38.
I don't want to buy the plane. I just want to ride on it. Darn, I regret not robbing that bank.
He looks back to see a long line of annoyed people. He trudges away.
How am I going to get on that plane without a ticket?
He sees a furry dog resembling him, inside a crate beside an old lady. Cecil and the bodyguards enter the airport.
Ugh, that's the last time I take the Van Wyck. Okay, you two get us tickets to Paris. I'm gonna pop into the duty-free shop.
They stare at him.
What? I need some bronzing powder.
He walks away. The bodyguards head to the counter. The dog slams into Cecil, who lands on his shell.
Can someone tip me over, please? Anyone?
The crowd ignores him.
Someone? Anyone? I know you can see me. Hello!
Later on a plane.
Welcome to Flight 418, nonstop to Paris. Our flight time is approximately 7 hours and 16 minutes. Dinner will be served shortly, so sit back, relax, and enjoy your flight.
Okay, you know there are male flight attendants.
Yeah, but I like the height the heels give me.
Lola peeks out of the flight attendant's cabin. She spots the perfume on Giovanni's drop-down table.
How are we gonna get the perfume?
At some point, he's gotta go to the bathroom. We'll get it then.
Well, what if he never uses the bathroom?
It's a 7-hour flight.
Maybe we need a little insurance.
Moments later.
Here you go, one jumbo oat bran muffin with a side of dried prunes, a couple boxes of raisins, some assorted melon, 7 or 8 fiber wafers, and a large cup of black coffee. Can I get you anything else?
I thought I ordered the chicken.
We're all out of the chicken.
The disguised rabbits wheel the food cart away. Giovanni stares at the food on the tray and digs in hungrily. He finishes all the food.
I predict a bathroom break in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Giovanni rushes off. He backtracks and grabs the perfume.
Oh, he took the perfume.
Relax. We'll think of something.
Excuse me, is the bathroom occupied? Oh, the one in the back is definitely occupied.
Oh, no. Help yourself.
Bugs, that's the turtle. The one that tried to smelt me. We gotta get that perfume from Giovanni before he does.
Thank you. I shouldn't, but do you have any more peanuts?
Bugs tosses him a packet of peanuts. The old lady waits outside the washroom as Giovanni exits it. He sprays the perfume into the washroom and heads away. She opens the door to find the back wall invisible. She passes out with fear.
Ugh, it's just so frustrating. It's right there. Ah, I've got it. I'll take this fork and jab it into his thigh while you take that scalding coffee and just pour it right in his face.
Bug stares at her as she stabs the air with the fork.
What, you want to do the fork?
Just sit down.
Moments later.
Excuse me, sir, but we're about to experience some turbulence ahead. So I'm gonna need to collect any loose items you might have.
Giovanni hands over some food wrappers.
Okay, and what about your pockets?
What?
Oh, I'm gonna need you to empty your pockets so nothing jabs you with all the turbulence. It's an FAA regulation. You'll get it back.
Giovanni reluctantly holds out the perfume bottle. Bugs tries to take it, but Giovanni holds it tightly. Bugs slaps his hand and takes it.
Buckle up.
Next in the attendant's cabin.
You got it?
I got it.
Oh.
I also got a ton of duty-free stuff from that title.
Oh, that's some really good bronzer.
Nighttime, the plane flies high above the clouds. The view travels down the aisle of the plane. The passengers all lie asleep in their seats. Bugs and Lola sleep in the front seats. The captain steps out of the cockpit.
Excuse me, ladies. Shouldn't you two be awake?
Yeah, but shouldn't you be flying the plane?
Look, I don't want to alarm you, but we just got word that Interpol will be meeting us at the runway when we land, and no one is to deplane until they come aboard. Apparently, we have two wanted fugitives on our flight. Any questions?
I have one. Who do you think built Stonehenge? I think aliens.
We don't have any questions.
The captain raises an eyebrow at them and re-enters the cockpit.
We gotta hide. Follow me.
Next, they descend into the cargo hold.
We'll stay down here and sneak out with the bags.
You ain't gonna sneak nowhere. You're gonna give me that thing everyone's after you for, but I don't know what it is.
You want this? Well, guess what, little man? You're gonna have to fight me for it.
I ain't afraid to hit a girl.
Neither am I.
He punches him in the face. He slams into a button, which opens a door. He hits Bugs with a golf club. Lola punches Sam. She ducks as Sam hits him with a maraca. Sam and Bugs trade blows with various objects, including a steel rod, a mallet, a skateboard, and a birdcage. Sam snatches the perfume and makes off with it. Lola grabs his tongue and punches him repeatedly in the eyes. The perfume bottle falls out through the open door.
No!
She dives out of the plane.
No!
Bugs grabs two suitcases and dives after her.
No!
Sam watches helplessly, trapped in the doggy crate, in free fall. Lola catches the bottle.
Woo! That was close. I thought I was in real trouble there for a second.
She plummets towards the ocean below.
Grab on to me!
She grabs hold of him as he opens the suitcases.
What are you doing? Bugs, those are other people's things. Maybe cab drivers don't make a lot of money, but that doesn't mean you can steal other people's clothes. You don't even wear pants.
He puts on a pair of pants harnessed to an improvised parachute made of clothes.
Oh.
They slowly float down and land in the water.
Incredible.
Oh, come on. I was just going on instinct. Anyone would have done the same thing.
No, not you. This blouse. So how do I look?
She holds it up to her neck. Bugs falls back in exasperation and sinks. Daytime at an airport in Paris. The feds surround the plane.
Excuse me, but have you seen those two flight attendants?
Keep it moving.
But they have something of mine.
Cecil and the bodyguards exit.
That's the last of them. No sign of the suspects.
That's impossible. Search it again.
Fudd enters the plane, meanwhile out in the ocean.
I'm just saying, it would have been nice if you had parachuted us to a resort or a hotel. I mean, there's tons of them in France.
Quiet.
What?
I don't think we're alone.
Dozens of shark fins circles them.
O-M-J. We're saved!
We're surrounded by sharks!
Those are dolphins. And fortunately for us, I speak dolphin.
She goes underwater.
I just told him to go get help. Get a nice yacht, a big one with a jacuzzi. Man, these are some dumb dolphins.
You're crazy, you know that? I should have never picked you up that day. I was perfectly content living my life all on my own. And now I'm gonna be eaten by a fish with a lunatic by my side.
A yacht pulls up beside them.
Told you. Thanks, dolphins. Sorry for calling you dumb.
They ascend a ladder.
Oh, I mean...
A shark leaps out and snarls. Meanwhile, at the baggage claim in the airport, Giovanni makes a call.
Yes, this is Giovanni Jones. I have an appointment to see Mr. Muffet this afternoon, but there's been a slight complication, and I might need a little more time.
He looks down to see Cecil.
Hang up.
The bodyguards pop up behind Giovanni.
I believe you have something we want.
They escort Giovanni away. The old woman collects the crate containing Sam. She walks away. Later on the yacht, the rabbits sit facing two gophers.
How positively fortuitous!
Here you are trying to get to Paris.
And we're on our way to Paris. Now, enough chit-chat. I want to see that perfume we've been hearing so much about.
Now, don't judge it by the bottle. It's all I had.
She places it in front of them.
But I just know that Mr. Mufet will have a million wonderful ideas. I mean, I don't even have a name yet.
What about Lola? It has a certain ring to it.
Oh, no. I could name it after myself.
Well, why ever not? You created it. It's your fragrance. Come on, give us a spritz.
One of the gophers spritzes the other.
Ah! My heavens!
My heavens is right. Oh, this scent is out of this world.
And so are you.
What?
You've disappeared.
That's why everyone wants this. You invented invisibility.
Her face falls.
Invisibility. Do you have any idea what this means?
Yes. It means my perfume is a disaster.
What are you talking about?
A fragrance is supposed to make you stand out, not disappear.
Forget the fragrance. You've invented the most powerful thing maybe in the history of the world.
I am ever so sorry, and I hate to be a bother, but there is still that little matter of, my friend having vanished!
What on earth is everyone talking about?
Where are you, Tosh?
I'm right here!
He steps on a fork, sending his partner flying into a puddle. His partner climbs out, now visible again.
Now we know water washes it off.
Whatever has gotten into you?
You are invisible.
Oh, here we go again. This is precisely what our therapist was talking about. I'm always invisible to you.
I beg your pardon, no. Remember Keith said no one is always anything.
Oh, fine. I am usually invisible to you.
Why? Because I ignored your advice about my mother?
Cut the cord, Mac.
I told you I am going to stop sending her money.
Yes, but you say that every month.
I have to do it on my terms and on my timetable.
Cut the cord, Mac.
I am working with Keith on this.
You lied to my face.
What are you talking about?
You said you've not been in contact, and you've been in contact.
How do you know that? Have you looked at my phone?
Ooh, don't you turn this around on me. The woman said she hated me. Hated?
Those are just words.
Words are weapons, Mac. Cut the cord!
Lola sulks.
What's up, Doc?
I told you I'm not a doctor. I don't know what I am anymore.
Well, you're about to become the most famous person in the world. Think of all the possibilities this offers. Whenever you want, you can go totally unnoticed. It's the ultimate in being left alone. Invisibility is a dream come true.
Maybe that's your dream. It's not mine.
Maybe it's time you had a new dream. Look at that. The most romantic city in the world. And thanks to your invention, it can all be yours. One night. What do you say?
I don't have anything to wear.
You do realize we'll be invisible.
Oh? Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Makeover!
Next, they sing to Lola while giving her a makeover.
There's nothing quite as sweet as a woman's inner beauty.
A sparkle from within is a lady's call of duty.
Your brains, your class, your winning smile, these things cannot be bought.
But how to wear a killer dress can certainly be taught.
F! Can you feel it? A!
All right now!
B!
Bust it out!
U!
You know it!
L!
You love it!
O!
Oh my! You're following this?
S!
I said!
I'm so fabulous!
You're so fabulous!
We're so fabulous!
We're so fabulous!
Girl!
A dolphin plays piano.
Girl! You're fabulous!
No time to waste, it's getting late. You've got to look your best.
A flawless look from head to toe to stand out from the rest.
A gathered waist, a mermaid hem, a bustier to die.
And girl, you know there's no such thing as over-accessorized.
Yes.
Can you feel it?
A.
All right now.
B.
Bust it out.
U.
You know it.
L.
You love it.
O.
Oh my.
U.
You following this?
S.
I said.
So fabulous.
You're so fabulous.
We're LeMay, who says you can't wear fur?
And when in doubt, a kitten heel will always make you purr.
A pouted lip, a contoured cheek, and smoky eyes, a plump.
Extend your lash, then arch your brow, and you'll look fabulous.
And
can you feel it?
They untie Bugs's blindfold to reveal Lola in a red dress at the top of a staircase.
Girl, you're fabulous.
She smiles coyly at him and descends the stairs.
Well, how do I look?
Beautiful. Seems a shame to do this, but...
They spray the perfume on each other and they vanish into thin air. The bottle floats along in midair as they walk away. Now, they disembark.
Have fun!
Don't do anything we wouldn't do.
Well, that's not much now, is it?
Oh, you do need to cut that cord, though.
I know.
They watch the floating bottle headed towards the Eiffel Tower in the distance. Next at a restaurant, a waiter and a couple gape in shock as their drinks float out of the tray and empty themselves. Now, a floating bat hits a baseball several times, cracking the glass of the Louvre. The invisible rabbits flee. Now in the Alps. The skiing couple turns to see an unmanned sled speeding past them. The perfume bottle, beanies and goggles float above it. Distracted, the couple fly up a ramp and into a tree. Now in a street, several artists and pedestrians gaze at a canvas. The perfume bottle floats in front of it while a floating brush paints a picture of the bottle. The crowd disperses in fear. Next, traffic circles the Arc de Triomphe. A seemingly unmanned scooter with two helmets floating above it weaves past the cars. The scooter startles other commuters. The vehicles crash into the monument. The scooter speeds off, later at the Lovelock Bridge.
You're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
What are you talking about? I'm invisible. You can't see me at all.
I see you.
Drops of water fall on them. The rabbits turn visible as they kiss. The feds pull up in front of them.
You two, please. It's over. Now give me that bottle.
Sorry, they had guns.
Why should you guys have it? It's hers. She invented it.
It's too powerful a weapon. It can't end up in the wrong hands. Now give us the bottle or we'll shoot.
Their guns evaporate. Cecil stands in front of the bodyguards who hold laser guns.
I'm afraid the only shooting around here is going to be done by us.
Who are you?
Let's just say I'm working for someone who wants that more than you.
You have two options. Hand over the bottle, or I shoot you. Or is that one option? Hand over the bottle, or I shoot you. Oh, I guess that's one option. Looks like you only have one option.
Really? What about this option?
Oh.
Don't do it.
Oh.
No!
Bugs throws the bottle off the edge of the bridge. Meanwhile, on a sidewalk, the old lady walks Sam on a leash. Huh? Sam breaks free. He leaps up, catches the bottle with his teeth, and lands in the midst of the standoff.
I got it! I finally got that thing that I don't know what it is that everybody wants that's worth more money than I know what to do with!
Cecil, Fudd, and the rabbits grin slyly. Sam's smile fades.
Oh boy.
Everybody leaps towards him and a fight breaks out. A green orb of light surrounds them and zaps them out of the Earth. It teleports them to Mars. The perfume bottle bounces towards a tiny figure wearing a golden helmet.
If you want something done right, you have to do it yourself. I was just about to get that for you.
The bodyguards take off their disguises.
You're Martians too? Oh, I bet you are getting paid more than me.
The two large bird-like creatures step behind the stranger.
Martian?
Not just any Martian. Marvin the Martian.
What do you want with invisibility?
It's quite simple, really. The Earth obstructs my view of Venus, so I'm going to make it invisible.
What? But if everything was invisible, wouldn't there be mass confusion? I mean, cars would crash into each other, planes would collide, people would die!
I know. It would be a lot easier just to blow it up. But I seem to have misplaced the Illudium Q36 space modulator. So, plan B.
I didn't know you were going to make the whole world invisible. I mean, that's got to be as illegal a thing to do as a person can think of. I should be getting a ton more money.
The others glare at him.
What?
Marvin sprays the perfume on one of the bodyguards.
Oh, goody. It really does work. But first I need to get rid of that putrid scent.
Putrid? Putrid means bad, right?
Bugs nods.
Now, where is that separator? I always misplace the separator.
He walks with small, rapid steps.
Aha!
He enters a glass cabin and places the perfume in one of two pods. He presses a button and sparks fly from the first pod. They shoot towards the second pod. They watch as an identical bottle materializes in the second.
Oh, goody. Now I have one super concentrated bottle of invisibility and one bottle of whatever you call this.
It's called Lola. And, that's the wrong one.
What are you talking about, foolish Earth creature?
This is the one you want. It's the original.
It is?
No harm done. I'll just take this one and give you this one.
I'll take this one.
No. The rabbits shuffle the bottles.
And there you are, sir. And remember, the Acme Company guarantees complete customer satisfaction.
Well, thank you. You don't see that type of personalized service very often these days.
He looks at a Joker card in his hand.
Hey, this isn't...
He sees the others escaping.
Get them!
They run past a sign that reads Transport Tubes. The rabbits shoot through winding glass tubes in space, Bud, Sam Giovanni and Cecil follow suit. Marvin and his bodyguards take another tube. The rabbits shoot out of the tube and land on a red surface. The others tumble out as well. Cecil's shell comes to a stop.
Aha!
Marvin's bodyguards knock him down as they shoot out of the tube. Cecil struggles to keep up with the others as they flee. The Martians chase them. They run past a signboard that reads Teleporter Depot. They pass several green pods. Sparks crackle above the pods. They all cram into a large pod at the end of the path. The sparks surround them and everyone disappears. They reappear in separate pods, but with mismatched body parts. They look at each other's mixed up body parts. Each of them runs to different pods one after the other. They get zapped by electric sparks and emerge with their features further mixed up. They chase each other to and fro. They all enter a single pod and emerge from another pod, now back to normal. Marvin blocks their escape.
Stop right there, Earth creatures!
A bodyguard grabs the bottles.
Lock them in the Captivator!
What?
The Captivator? The place where you hold someone captive?
He turns around to see an empty platform.
Where is it? I could have sworn it was right over there. Oh, forget it. Everyone stand over there, and if you move again, I'll vaporize you.
Huh?
You too.
What? I thought we had a deal. Aw, I should have listened to my mother. She always said, never trust a Martian.
I'll deal with you later.
Now, he ascends a flight of floating steps to a large machine. He places the bottle in a capsule and pushes it into the machine. On a computer, he aims a launcher at Earth.
And now it's time to say goodbye to your precious Earth!
The panel lights up with the words warming up.
Hey, Doc.
Mm-hmm?
If you're not going to do anything with this bottle of perfume over here, would you mind if I gave it to the girl? Seeing as how it was her lifelong dream and all.
Do what you want, because soon I will be placing you all in the Eliminator, which is right over there. Huh?
Another empty platform.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. How do you lose an Eliminator?
The panel light up with the words lukewarm, almost, hot cha.
Oh, goody. It's ready.
The others watch as Marvin fires the launcher. It emits a powerful bright pink energy beam which hits the Earth. A wave of pink energy travels along the surface of the Earth. People in China, London, and Paris look up to see the pink glow in the sky. A man sniffs the air as the pink glow envelops the Earth and then disappears.
What happened?
Oh, were you wanting something to disappear?
He sprays the other bottle, making the Earthlings disappear.
Oh!
Bugs sprays it on himself and disappears along with the bottle.
Shoot them!
The bodyguards exchange confused glances and shoot into space. The laser guns fly out of their hands.
This way!
The invisible Earthlings make their way down a pathway suspended in space.
I am so angry!
You switched the bottles?
Ain't I a stinker?
He spots a small device on the ground as they approach a spaceship.
Whoa, what's this? The Ludium Q36 space modulator.
Hurry!
They enter the spaceship.
Hey, Marvin!
He throws the device into Marvin's hands.
Why, thank you. I've been looking for that.
It explodes violently as the spaceship zooms away. The planet disintegrates, leaving Marvin stranded in space, hanging onto a red chunk of rock. He frowns.
I hate Earthlings.
The ship zips through space, towards Earth. The ship hurtles towards the Eiffel Tower. Tourists look up as it bounces off the surface of the river. It flies over a bridge. It crashes into the water. Sparks fly from the back of the ship. A short distance away, Sam surfaces. The others follow suit and they swim to the shore. The old woman stands at the bank as Sam climbs out of the water.
Fifi! I was so worried about you!
He bounds away on all fours.
Fifi! Come back! Fifi!
Giovanni, Cecil, Bud, and the rabbits crawl out of the water.
Where's the bottle?
In there.
They turn to the sinking spaceship.
Well, it's probably for the best. I don't think the world is quite ready for invisibility.
Well, it looks like you guys got this under control, so I should probably be on my way.
He runs away slowly.
Really?
He follows Cecil.
You're a turtle. I'm going to catch you.
Oh.
He walks and races Cecil.
Oh, Lola, can you ever forgive me?
Of course I forgive you.
Oh, thank you. Hug.
Don't push it.
He backs away.
Do you smell that?
I guess your dream came true. You brought your fragrance to the whole world after all.
I'm sorry your dream didn't.
What was my dream?
Getting to be all alone.
Maybe it's time I had a new dream.
They kiss. Speedy buys a croissant from a roadside stand. He opens his mouth to eat it. He spots the rabbits.
Lola?
He sprints over to them.
Speedy? What are you doing here?
I'm getting my morning croissant. What are you doing here? You don't pay rent, but you can afford to take a romantic trip to Paris with your boyfriend? Ay, ay, ay. I'm going to Switzerland for some hot chocolate.
The rabbits exchange glances. Text, 1 year later. Giovanni speaks on stage at a perfume expo.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great privilege to introduce to you the head of the House of Mufet, Monsieur Le Pew.
Oh, my little bottle of love. Oh, excusez-moi. My audience, she awaits.
Pepe, a skunk, takes the stage.
Bonjour, mes amis. Before I unveil our latest fragrance, I wish to say a few words. 1 year ago, for a brief moment, the most unforgettable scent covered the world. And I feared that we would never smell something that beautiful again. But I was wrong. After all, this scent was created by the same woman. I give you Lola.
A banner unrolls. It shows Lola lying beside a pink bottle of perfume. Lola beams in awe. Now at Giovanni's store, she signs autographs for customers. A pink limo pulls away to reveal Bugs leaning against his taxi.
What is the word, doctor?
He rolls his eyes.
Oh, what? I did it wrong? Oh, I'm sorry.
She approaches him.
How was your day?
Busy. Just the way I like it.
She gets into the back seat.
How was yours?
Not busy. Just the way I like it.
So, what you want to do tonight?
I thought we could go to the game.
But it's the playoffs. It's sold out.
Eh, we'll get in. Trust me.
How?
He pulls out a pink bottle.
Is that what I think it is? You've had it this whole time? Have you been using it?
No. Well, maybe one time. A couple of times.
They drive away.
Eh, I use it a lot.
Meanwhile, at Central Park, a young boy feeds bread to the ducks in the pond. Three ducks fight over the piece of bread. Daffy lies on an inflatable ring, sipping a drink.
Hey, kid. Go get me a corn dog, will ya?
The boy flees. A duck swims past Daffy. He straightens his bow.
What's your name?
It stares at him.
That's a stupid name.
Next, against the red background, Porky appears in a blue circle.
That's all, folks. Interesting.
Daffy eats a corn dog. Porky hits him on the head with a skillet. End credits begin. Cast. Fred Armisen is Speedy Gonzalez. Bob Bergen is Porky Pig. Damon Jones as Marvin the Martian. Described video provided by BMI. End credits continue.